On the 1st of February, 1947, the Royal Navy flagship HMS Vanguard slipped its icy mooring and began a long voyage south. On board were King George VI, his wife Queen Elizabeth, and his two daughters, Elizabeth and Margaret. They were heading for South Africa on the first royal tour after the war, leaving a country in crisis. But it wasn't just the British economy that was in crisis. Now, personal letters and unseen color archive reveals the royal family was also in turmoil. George VI was embarked on a vital mission to shore up British diminished role on the world stage. Princess Elizabeth was forced to ace her own personal conflict between the love and duty to ensure the Windsor would be reborn for the modern age. As the royal family steamed south on the first stage of the history voyage, they were leaving a Britain in the grip of the worst winter on record. The big freeze triggered chronic field storage. Leaving the country in such a state desperately worried the king. In this series, our cameras have been allowed inside the queen's personal archive at Windsor Castle for the first time. A letter held there reveals the deep of the king's despair. Publicly, the royal tour was billed as a way of saying thank you for the people of South Africa for the contribution to the war effort. But privately, the king's mission was much more important, to maintain his status as head of an empire on the cusp of a great change. The steady decline of British Empire worried the king greatly. In 1944, walking in a plantation of trees in Windsor Great Park, where each tree represents a different dominion, he lamented. At the time of the tour, George VI had been on the throne for 10 years. The second son of George V, he had never expected to be a king. He reluctantly took the throne after the shock abdication of his brother, Edward VIII, in 1936. Sickly, nervous, with a hatred of public events, George VI had been known to shout, "How I hate being a king!" The reluctant king had by his side a woman he described as the most marvelous person in the world.